What's up, fight fans? Welcome to Full Press MMA. It is Thursday, March 30th, 2023. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media every weekday here with all the news, the notes, the hot topics, and the hot takes you need to be the smartest fan in any conversation in any room when you're talking about the sport we know and love, mixed martial arts. You can always find the Fight Stack here on this channel as well. Anywhere you get your audio podcast, you can find the Fight Stack where we give you the fight preview, odds breakdown, every main card fight, every UFC card. It's the Stack. It's Thursday. I'm Grease. Let's roll. Just mentioned no UFC fights this weekend. The big pay-per-view, UFC 287, is next weekend in Miami. The main event, the fourth matchup, second in the octagon. The other two were in kickboxing between Israel Adesanya, the former middleweight champion, and Alex Pereira, the current UFC middleweight champion. And that one is going to be unbelievable. Izzy's lost to him every time they fought. Had him beat the last two times, once in kickboxing, once in the octagon, late in the fights, both times. Pereira with the stop. And Izzy got beat and lost the title last time out. So this one's in Miami. Izzy going for the belt again, looking to become the champion at middleweight one more time. And, of course, the co-main event, Game Bread. Jorge Masvidal taking on Gilbert Burns, two guys who live and train in South Florida. Masvidal, the king of Miami, street Jesus, Game Bread, whatever you want to call him, started his career backyard fighting on the Kimbo Slice YouTube videos in the 2000s, and he has taken it all the way to the top of the sport and looking to get another shot at the welterweight title held by Leon Edwards. Thinks he can get it with a big-time finish next week over Gilbert Burns. But with no UFC fights this week, the other promotions are taking center stage. A couple of former UFC stars in the co-main and main events for PFL. It's PFL 2023 regular season one, and it is a good one. Brendan Loughnane, the champion, taking on Marlon Moraes at 145 pounds at featherweight, and Robert Wilkinson taking on Thiago Santos, the former UFC light heavyweight. Moraes and Santos, two big-time UFC stars for a long time, headlining this card. Bubba Jenkins on there as well. Christoph Jotko, some pretty good fighters on that PFL card this weekend in Vegas. It's 3 p.m. on Saturday, April 1st. Also have Bellator 293 this weekend. Marcelo Gomes and Daniel James headlining at heavyweight. And women's featherweight, Kat Zingano, Alpha Kat, former UFC star and title contender, taking on Leah McCourt. And that one, Maria Henderson, the wife of Benson Henderson, her second fight is on this card, her pro debut. And former Arizona State wrestling star Bryce Meredith takes on Brandon Carrillo. Mentioned Jorge Masvidal without the UFC fights this weekend, and of course his fights next weekend at UFC 287, but he's also got a big event this weekend. His Game Bread Boxing promotion will have Game Bread Boxing 4 Saturday at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Masvidal says, let me just say, I'm so pumped, man. His young promotions company has put on a mix of boxing and MMA fights, but Saturday's event in Milwaukee is all boxing. It features some huge names from the past and present in mixed martial arts, the main event and in boxing. The main event, Boxing Hall of Famer Roy Jones Jr., 53 years old, 66-9 record, takes on former UFC champion Milwaukee native Anthony Pettis, who has yet to box a match yet. 54 for Jones, almost 54, and Pettis is 36. Jones has nothing left to prove, but man, this is a good one for the fans to enjoy this one. The rest of the card looks pretty good too. Vitor Belfort, former UFC star, taking on Jacare Souza, another former UFC star. UFC legend Jose Aldo taking on former UFC star Jeremy Little Heathen Stevens. It'll be a lot of fun checking out these Game Bread boxing fights this weekend. And undefeated Milwaukee native and Marquette grad Luis Feliciano will take on veteran boxer Clarence Booth. There you have it, Game Bread Boxing 4 this weekend in Milwaukee, to go along with PFL season opener in Vegas and Bellator 293 at Pechanga Casino in Southern California. Keeping it moving on Full Press MMA, Thursday, March 30th, 2023. Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media with the headlines, the news, the notes, the hot topics, the hot takes that you need to be the smartest fan in the room in the conversation, talking about the UFC, MMA, combat sports, boxing, you name it. You absolutely name it, and we got it for you right here on Full Press MMA. Moving right along, the PFL, we just talked about their event, the season opener, this weekend in Vegas in the featherweight tournament with Brandon Loughnane, the champion, taking on the challenger and former UFC star and title contender Marlon Moraes. And then, of course, Bellator 293 is this weekend, and Game Bread Boxing with Jose Aldo on there, and more on Aldo in a minute. But the PFL thinking of making a big splash, and I mean big. Francis Ngannou, the former UFC heavyweight champion who parted ways with the Ultimate Fighting Championship in January, may be headed to the PFL. Head of operations for PFL Europe, Dan Hardy, who's got his own UFC drama, was just banned from the fight card over in London. Well, he expects the Predator to put pen to paper, quote, in no time. He said, quote, we'll have Francis Ngannou in no time coming over and fighting for it. I just feel it in my bones. I know he's coming. I just know he's coming. I can just feel it. It makes sense. His demands for the UFC is exactly what the PFL are offering. Everything. It's already on the table over here. As long as the money's on the table, alongside to match the heavyweight king's purse, then I think you'd be happy, and I think we can certainly do that for him. A sizable salary increase is one thing Francis was asking for. He was also asking for a contract stipulation that would allow him to compete as a professional boxer between MMA fights. PFL's done that for other top stars. And Bellator MMA and BKFC have also expressed interest in working with the Predator. He's remaining tight-lipped about his next move, but with Tyson Fury seemingly falling by the wayside, the options just seem to keep shrinking for Francis Ngannou. Just mentioned Bellator 293 with Kat Zingano, former UFC title contender against Ronda Rousey. She will face Leah McCourt at Bellator 293. And McCourt is viewing it as a number one contenders fight in the featherweight division. They weighed in and they made weight today. Cyborg, the champion, Chris Cyborg, nowhere to be found. It's coming up on a year since she last stepped in the cage. And Bellator and her time there remains in limbo after she fought out her contract. But she isn't quite a free agent. So she's made claims of Zingano ducking her. But Zingano claims she can't even take that seriously until Cyborg gets her stuff together, saying, quote, she's not even with the promotion, so I don't know how you duck someone. She tells me to sign a contract, but she has two contracts to sign to even get back in the promotion. I feel like she's kind of a crazy lady yelling from the street corner right now, just trying to get anyone to talk to her, anyone to pay attention to her. She's always complaining. She's always got something negative to say. Zingano's 3-0 since joining Bellator. She's 40 years old, lost to Ronda Rousey in 14 seconds in 2015 at UFC 184. Another shot at the gold in Bellator would be nice, but for now, she's just kind of ignoring Cyborg, saying, quote, once those real conversations start happening, then we can do something about it. But right now, it's just noise. She's noisy. More fight news for you. Jose Aldo on the Game Bread Boxing 4 card this weekend against little heathen Jeremy Stephens, looking to go 2-0 in his boxing career since retiring from the UFC, but looks like he's already got something in the works beyond the fight with Game Bread Boxing this week. The former UFC and WEC featherweight champ, the legend, the GOAT, in my opinion, in that division, says he's in negotiations to fight boxing star Floyd Mayweather in Saudi Arabia sometime in the near future. Aldo, who recently retired from MMA to box, as I mentioned, will make his second appearance this weekend, but he's focusing on Mayweather in the past, saying, quote, yeah, we've been negotiating that fight for a good while. Floyd already knows about the fight. I first need to think about my fight this Saturday, and then I can see what's going to happen. But yeah, we've been in negotiations for a long time, and that fight could go down in Saudi Arabia. So yeah, it's all true. We're going to do the work on Saturday, and after that, we'll sit down again with everyone to book the fight. Game Bread Boxing with Anthony Pettis and Roy Jones Jr. is $50 on pay-per-view this weekend. Moving it along on Full Press MMA, he might be done shooting The Ultimate Fighter Season 31 in Vegas, or almost done, but Conor McGregor has always been able to keep his name in the news, in the headlines. He hasn't fought since July of 2021, the second of back-to-back losses to Dustin Poirier, the gruesome break of his legs, but Conor McGregor says he wants to do this forever in the UFC. He wants to retire from the UFC, doesn't want to necessarily box again, wants to keep on going. There have been all kinds of accusations against him for performance-enhancing drugs, for the way he's acting, drinking too much, smoking too much weed, screwing people over, including his friends, for money. Conor always in the news. Fighters love to have him in their mouths. They know it's going to generate headlines. They know it's going to get views and likes and all those things on social media. And so all those things add into it, right? But he's always in the news. And one guy who's been kind of rumored to do a dance with McGregor for a long time in the octagon was Justin Gaethje. Of course, with the fireworks that Gaethje has and those bombs of fists and feet that he has, and McGregor too. So that's one of those things that, you know, Gaethje and McGregor have been rumored to fight each other for a long time now. Gaethje just had a big win over Rafael Fiziev. He's talking about another title shot, wants to fight Poirier or the winner or the loser, I should say, of Benil Dariush and Charles Oliveira, especially if it's Charles. He wants Charles, and then he wants another title shot. Well, he said recently that he would consider, Gaethje did, he would consider walking away from MMA if Conor McGregor receives a title shot with a win in his comeback bout against Michael Chandler. McGregor, 10-4 in the UFC, returning from injury, looking like he's going to fight Chandler. But if McGregor's name gets him a title shot with a win in that fight, then Gaethje, who's 24-4, 7-4 in the UFC, will be extremely disappointed, telling ESPN, quote, "Would I quit if Conor won and they gave him a title shot? Probably. That's how hurt I would be by the actions of the company that I represent. But that's out of my control. I just really hope that doesn't happen. We can imagine a lot of things, but there's a possibility that that's the scenario, which I would be devastated for sure." In response on Twitter, McGregor wrote, "This brain-dead fool got a title shot off of one single win, and it was versus Chandler. Yet he will quit and retire if I get the same thing. Classic Gaethje bird brain. Jackass, two title attempt, no wins. Hashtag jackass." Gaethje, of course, one of the top lightweights in the world. Poirier with the fourth round TKO in the 2018 fight of the year over Gaethje in Glendale, Arizona. Man, that'd be a nice rematch. So Gaethje says, "I'm a much different, more mature fighter, as is Dustin, but I think we're two of the best in the world. Neither one of us have a fight lined up, so no brainer. It leads to big title discussions. I gave the new guys a chance. They proved that they can't crack it yet with the experience. At the end of the day, it comes down to their ability to fight a smart fight and not get too tired." There you go from Justin Gaethje, but he would be pissed if McGregor gets a title shot. Of course, the Ultimate Fighter season will run from May through August, and then McGregor will supposedly fight Chandler. Huge year lineup for the UFC. John Jones, Stipe Miocic, Conor McGregor, Michael Chandler, maybe a Gaethje-Poirier or a Gaethje-Oliveira rematch, maybe a Makhachev-Volkanovski rematch. You already got Adesanya and Pajeda. You got that's the rematch. It's really the quadrilogy, but two of them were outside of the UFC in kickboxing. You got Cejudo coming back, taking on Aljamain Sterling in a packed bantamweight division. You have got Islam Makhachev reigning at lightweight. Who's he going to fight? At 170, Leon Edwards, all kinds, a myriad of options for title fights there. And I cannot wait to see these fights throughout the year. But none bigger than Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler at the end of this tough season. Moving on, another big fight will headline a UFC event on June 17th, although not nearly as big as Michael Chandler versus Conor McGregor. But Josh Emmett and Ilia Topuria are expected to headline the event on June 17th. There's no location that's been announced yet, but Emmett fell to Yair Rodriguez in the second round of his interim title fight at UFC 284 to stop his five-fight win streak. He had beaten Calvin Kattar, Shane Burgos, and Dan Ige. Now he gets a chance at Ilia Topuria, the 26-year-old, the undefeated featherweight, seeking another high-profile win after he just crushed Bryce Mitchell with a second-round arm triangle choke at UFC 282, 13-0 overall. Topuria wants himself a shot at the championship if he can get through Emmett. But this is a great start on that path for the undefeated, talented phenom. In other fight news, former Bellator MMA champ Phil Davis will take on former number one title contender Corey Anderson for the first time in June. Bellator officials telling ESPN Today, Bellator 97's main card June 16th at Wintrust Arena in Chicago is going to air on Showtime. It's going to have Vadim Nemkov and Yoel Romero at light heavyweight, as well as the bantamweight title fight between Sergio Pettis and Patricio Pitbull Friere, who's looking to become a three-division champ. He's already been the lightweight and the featherweight champ, looking to add 35 to that belt collection. Anderson is 16-6. He's looking to get back on the horse after that title bid against Nemkov in November went south for him, snapping a three-fight win streak. Had some bad luck in April when the clash of heads between them caused that fight between Nemkov and Anderson to end in a no contest. And then again, in November, he was winning the bout until the clash of heads. Davis, meanwhile, 24-6, longtime veteran, came up short in an attempt to dethrone Nemkov himself in 2021. He has lost to the current champ twice since 2018, split in unanimous decisions. Other than those two losses, he's been perfect inside the Bellator cage over his past nine fights. 7-2 streak includes wins over Romero, Lyoto Machida, and Liam McGeary, whom Davis also defeated in 2016 to capture the Bellator middleweight title. And finally, happy birthday to one of the most entertaining, cool, and fun dudes in the sport. 31 years old today, born March 30th, 1992 in Brazil, Johnny Walker. I love Johnny Walker. I love his energy. I love his enthusiasm. I think he just keeps getting better in the octagon, hitting his prime right now. Just got married. Congrats to Johnny on the wedding. Happy birthday, my dude, 31 years old, Johnny Walker. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more Full Press MMA on your Thursday, March 30th. I'm Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Greece _, at Cageside Greece on social media. Hit me up. Give me a follow. Let's chop it up. Let's have some fun out there in the digital world because, after all, what we have is each other, right? I'm here every day with Full Press MMA. We have the fight stack starting up again next week. Previews and odds breakdowns of every main card fight on every single UFC fight card. But until then, next weekend in Miami, it's a big one with UFC 287. We'll have that for you next week with the stack. Full Press MMA with big news all week next week. But don't forget, Game Bread Boxing 4, Roy Jones, Anthony Pettis, Jose Aldo, Jeremy Stevens, Vitor Belfort, Jacare Souza. And then you got PFL season opener with Brendan Loughnane taking on his challenger and Marlon Moraes. You got Bubba Jenkins on that card. You got Thiago Santos and Rob Wilkinson on that card. Then Bellator 293, Kat Zingano and Liam McCourt. The winner supposedly going to face Chris Cyborg for the featherweight championship in Bellator. Also a boxing match this weekend and a pretty good one. Devin Haney and Vasily Lomachenko. Haney versus Loma. Going to be a great weekend for combat sports, just not with the UFC. Thank you for being here, fight fans. I love you. Keep your game tight and your mind right, baby. I'm out.